Hi guys, welcome back. Once again, my name is Sarah Sellers, and I'm a student ambassador here at Global Studies. For the rest of the semester, we at the Center decided to conduct interviews with some of our students to spotlight them and to get to know more about what they're doing on campus and in the world. Last week, we talked about cities with Megan Dillon, and this week, we're talking about the Anthropocene with Kara Weibel. She's going to tell us about who she is, what she does, and her involvement in the subject. So, hi, Clara, welcome.
Hi, Sarah. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, too. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, where you're from, and what you're studying here at Pitt?
Sure. So I am getting ready to graduate with an urban studies degree with a certificate in GIS, which is Geographic Information Systems. I'm from the area, sort of Robinson Township. So that's pretty close by. But I've always known that I wanted to go to school at Pitt. I didn't really think too much about it. I just knew I needed to go to school, and what I wanted to do there had to do something with the environment. So through taking different classes, I finally sort of figured out that urban studies was really the major that I was most interested in, because it really allowed me to explore the different like societal issues that involve the environment, including, you know, social problems and thinking about how all of these issues take place spatially and like within the city that we like live in every day or like think about even, has been like a really interesting experience for me.
That's wonderful that you got to urban studies that way. Would you be willing to tell us some of the projects and activities you've been involved with while here at Pitt?
Absolutely. So for the first 2 years or so at Pitt, I was very much still like exploring what I wanted to do in terms of clubs, but then I found the Student Office of Sustainability, and I applied for their SGB liaison position. So really junior and senior year, I started getting involved with that as well as the Russian Studies Center. So I'll talk a little bit about both of those. The Student Office of Sustainability is on the fifth floor of the Student Union, and they really work towards giving a student voice and empowering the student voice in sustainability conversations. So in my role as SGB liaison, I worked through Student Government Board and led some of the sustainability efforts there. We worked on a few resolutions, different town halls from last year. We also tried to give out recycling bins and keep landlord compliancy in recycling. And so those are a few of our big efforts on that end. But in that position, I was also the SUSE co-director, where we worked on strategic visioning of where SUSE could be in the sustainability conversation in Pittsburgh. So that's been a really fulfilling role, and it's really allowed me to see a lot of the different opportunities and efforts happening at Pitt in sustainability, doing different things like being in the environmental fraternity Epsilon Eta. I've also done a little bit of stuff with the divestment campaign, especially like the sit-in that happened in February. I've also been a part of different like sustainability councils and different initiatives through the Office of Sustainability. So it's really been interesting to see how all these different groups come towards sustainability and how they work on it in their own scale. The other thing that I've been doing is with the Russian Studies Center. Focusing on their new initiative to create curriculum about water in Central Eurasia. So basically there are three courses tying together water resource management in the regional context of Central Eurasia. And I know that sounds really niche, and it definitely is, but it's a really great way to think about this global water issue in a really interesting case study that lots of people don't know very much about.
That's wonderful. You're very involved. So now, after you spent these 4 years at Pitt, what do you plan on doing after you graduate?
That's a really good question. I wish I had an answer for you. I've really been thinking this last year about which way that I would like to go. I know like sustainability in itself is really broad, and I'm thinking about all the different skills that could be sort of worked towards. So thinking about, you know, do I want to go this institutional way, or eventually I'd like to go to grad school. So still thinking about that. But for now, I'm really interested in maybe community organizing or something that works on like the people scale and like trying to figure out what I could best do to support that.
Thank you so much for your time, Claire. It sounds like you have wonderful things set up for you in your future, and we wish you the best of luck upon graduation in just a few short weeks. So please join us next week when we talk about migrations.